You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
The other day, we saw this story that came out. Who did this? Was it BuzzFeed? Yeah, it was BuzzFeed. But we laughed because it's titled, Things Parents Secretly Hate About Their Kids. Now, disclaimer, you have to have a sense of humor. And yes, we all love our children. Blah, blah, blah. However,
but they're so annoying, right?
Can you at least have a sense of humor and say that there are some things about your kids that you're not a real big fan of?
Yeah.
And if nothing springs to mind, well, we have some examples for you.
You're lying to yourself.
You're also lying, right? Would you like for me to start going through this
list? You can
zip
through some of them. I did post it on my Facebook page so we can reel off some of these because they're really funny too. But give me some of what's on the list.
Great. And by the way, you can also send in messages through text 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. That works for either a phone call, which we love, and we have a preference for phone calls. But if you can't, you don't want to, and you just want to text.
No, I'm scared.
Number one on the list, your weekends are ruined.
Pretty much.
There's no sleeping in when you have kids. When they're older, you have to shuffle them around to all their sporting events or other events that they're doing. We had football this weekend.
Yep.
Yeah. It's like you can forget having dot-free weekends when you have kids.
Something's always going on. I think we had a birthday party and football on Saturday. So, like, our Saturday was screwed.
Wrecked.
Yep. Over.
Obviously, number four on their list here is the mess. Well, that goes without saying.
Yeah.
Kids are a disaster.
They're filthy.
To your house.
Filthy.
All the extra cooking.
Then you cook and then they stare at it. They don't eat it. And then, you know, then you pick everything up and 5 minutes later it's, I'm hungry. Well, we've started doing that thing where they don't, if I make dinner and I make spaghetti and they sit there and stare at it, I wrap it back up, and I tell Nicole to get it out for breakfast. I was like, you guys are going to eat this for breakfast. Keep wasting food. Yeah. That doesn't go over well.
Working all day, then having to go to a play or band recital or some other. You just put in
piano
a
lessons,
long, long day.
Swim lessons.
And all you want to do is come home. I know a lot of women say, I just want to get home and get my bra off.
Yep.
But no. You got to go back out for something at the school. You can't even know how much I love number nine on their list. Dealing with other parents.
Oh, yes. Yes. Oh, my God, yes.
I have a lot of fun with that one. You know, Gretchen teaches piano lessons, and so I have some contact with the parents of her students.
Yeah.
And some of them are just absolutely delightful and
wonderful.
Others
aren't.
And then there's the other ones. And if your kids are involved in things, you know.
I really want to talk about one of these parents that we see occasionally at school, but I don't think I can.
Sure you can.
You know how
nobody cares?
It's like the stereotypical, oh my God, you guys. Like when I do my Kim Kardashian voice, this person talks like that in real life, Dom.
Oh. I thought you were talking about something they did. I didn't know it was her voice.
It's like one of our kids' friends' moms, and we got to talk to her a lot. And it's like, oh my God, how are you guys? You just seem to. This thing that we just got from the PTA, can you believe it?
Can you imagine me standing there with this going on, biting my lip?
Did you guys get invited to so-and-so's birthday? Oh my God.
And I'm not even exaggerating. It's 100% because I'll talk like her the rest of the day then after we see her, so. Anyway, I shouldn't have said anything. Continue.
Oh, that's great. I'm.
Is there more stuff on this list? I'm dying to hear it.
I'm going to let you hang yourself a little bit more with that. Number 12 on the list. You can't leave the house once they go to bed without getting a babysitter. They say it's almost like being in house arrest.
It's like prison.
It's total prison.
You can't leave, ever.
Number 14 is just funny. They follow you everywhere.
Oh, they do. They're always there.
Like, and I've heard some great stories about parents who's like their kids want to follow them everywhere around the house. Mm-hmm. And like, even if you try to go to the bathroom, they'll like try to push the door open. And you're like,
yeah.
Can
you see the little fingers under the door? You're like, come yes. 5 minutes.
Let's take a quick phone call. And then we'll share some of these that are coming over text as well. Hey, good morning, Hannah.
Hey guys, how are you?
We're great.
We're excellent. So what's something that you secretly hate about your kids?
Okay, so I have a 9-year-old boy, and even though there's a giant stack of napkins in the middle of the table and two that I probably laid down next to him, I'll look over and he's just, you know, wiping his face on his shirt and mm-hmm. his hands all over his shirt.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, just the amount of money I spend on spray and wash and OxyClean.
I feel like, you, Hannah. I feel you.
Your shirt is not a napkin.
It's like every shirt is stained, you know?
Yes, the laundry is like a whole, it's like a whole.
They can never wear anything nice because there's always a blop of something right in the middle of it that's been stained.
Yep.
You know what's funny, regarding clothes, my wife was actually just texting me this morning because she was all wound up at our son because she's like, he has a closet full of clothes, drawers full of clothes, and he wears like the same 3 shirts. Mm-hmm. Every day.
Oh,
she's
yeah.
like, next year for school shopping, him, we're buying him 3 shirts.
So what you're saying is he's going to go into IT. Hannah, have a great day, okay?
See you later.
Thank you so much. Take care.
Bye.
Thank you for being on
the
show.
It's true.
Laura from Denver sent a text. She's talking about various. She mentioned Snapchat and the Snap Map. She goes, dumbest things ever.
Yeah.
I'd write back to her. You know how many parents probably feel that same way about their kids? And the social media, because the kids are, they're very little social beings anyway, and they want to share everything with you.
Yeah.
That, you know, they're getting, it's starting when she was about 17 or 16, maybe 16 or 17, Gretchen's daughter Zoe had this thing about all the drama on social media, and she wanted to relate all of it to her mom. And so she would come in and say, you are not going to believe. And she would go, and finally, after a while, Gretchen has learned, she just holds up a hand. She's like,
don't care.
Is all so boring. I don't care. I love you.
Please stop.
I don't care.
But mom.
That's exactly what it is. It's like, oh my God.
Jennifer wrote in on Facebook the things she hates about her kids. She said, jam hands. As in, why are they so damn dirty and sticky all the time? Poor kid has jam hands. I love that. That is so funny. One of my personal ones is the thing I hate is my things are always missing. I'll go into.
Yes.
I was looking for a flashlight the other day. All my flashlights gone. Mm-hmm. I go to get the iPad. The iPad's gone. And then when I find it, battery dead.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Everything is always missing.
And I got news for you. That's never going to end because all the way up until they're 18, 19, 20, 21, they still just go and get stuff. And they don't care because it's not there. So they'll just set it down somewhere.
You need to ask. Ask before you take. These are not your things.
Where's my tape measure?
Exactly.
Where are my scissors?
The other big thing is tape. We can never find tape in the house because they're always taping something to the wall.
Amber says the time it takes to cut their food into little pieces.
Oh, my God. Yes. Got to go buy a slap chop.
Oh, some of these I don't want to read.
The never-ending search for shoes. Yes, 100%. You can only find one all the time. And then somebody else wrote in and said that their kid always wears their socks inside out. I wrote back, I would ground them for life. Stop doing that.
Stacy says, my youngest son is a bit of a con artist. He convinced random people at a Burger King to give him money. I don't understand.
I don't know that one.
Dan, that one.
Denise just said, germs. Scott wrote in and wrote, why?
Yeah. On the one hand, it's great that your kids are curious, but that's the best way to go through life. Always be curious.
Why?
But after a while, as a parent, you're like, oh, I'm tired of explaining everything.
Why?
Kelly from Golden, along the same lines as Hannah, she goes, my kids, white chocolate faces and boogers and things all over our furniture.
Boogers and things. That sounds like a toy line or something, doesn't it?